With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran vowing revenge today after the killing of its supreme leader. They also say that that man will be replaced in short order. Iran has been trading airstrikes, missile strikes with Israel today, part of the widening war prompted by the surprise U.S. and Israeli bombardment yesterday. President Trump says that part of Iran's navy has been destroyed today by the U.S. Navy, and he will get the rest of them, as he puts it. Also, we're being told now there may be a couple of B-2 airstrikes on Iran this morning. And we're also told by the Pentagon 3 U.S. service members have been killed, 5 have been injured. Dr. Nikan Khatibi, an Iranian-American activist and former Trump appointee, outlines what he'd like to see now that Iran's supreme leader is gone.
Hopefully when things are settled, we pray that there's going to be a constitutional referendum and allow these individuals to go to the ballot box and pick somebody who's pro-Western and pro-freedom and pro-democracy.
He made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at bringing transparency to the U.S. healthcare system. James says, quote, "Patients Deserve Price Tags Act is going to build on existing transparency standards, but will close some critical loopholes."
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
James is a candidate for governor of Michigan. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Abel, who succeeded Warren Buffett ahead Berkshire Hathaway, put out his first notice to shareholders yesterday and said there will be no changes. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler says, quote, "January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. Mobs of radical Hindus are also wielding allegations of forced conversion to justify the arbitrary detention of believers." In its annual 2025 report, the commission recommended the State Department place India on its list of countries of particular concern. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for president in 2028. But he's being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. At issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said the Democratic Party needs to be, quote, "more culturally normal." This is SRN News. More reports of spying by the FBI during the Biden administration. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
FBI Director Kash Patel has fired 10 agents after revelations that the Bureau secretly obtained phone records of Patel and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles during the Biden administration. The records were reportedly hidden in restricted access folders, raising concerns about oversight and targeting of political figures.
Reuters reported the FBI obtained toll records of Patel and Wiles during Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations. Today is Sunday, March the 1st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including rock singer Roger Daltrey. The frontman for The Who is 82 years old. Filmmaker Ron Howard is 72. Hockey Hall of Famer Ron Francis turns 63 today. And Basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber has 53 candles on his cake. This is SRN News.